Hey, good morning. Scotty Woodson once again here on the EAB Ag Network. Happy to have Hunter Byram, economist with the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture. And Hunter, we've been talking a lot about harvest. Talked with some of your colleagues about how things were going a little bit earlier this past week. And now we've run into some more issues. I know farmers have been hit hard with high input costs because of the supply chain issues. And now running into low river levels on the Mississippi, causing some problems. And that can back all the way up to commodity prices. Can you tell me what we're dealing with right now?
Yeah, Scotty, thanks for having me on. I'm excited to dive into this topic. It is an unfortunate topic, and it is impacting prices, but happy to uncover kind of the economic implications of what's happening. So we all know that the water levels in the Mississippi River are very low. They actually hit a historic low at about negative 10.75 feet below that zero baseline. The last time that it got that low was in July of 1988, so about 34 years ago. And so what happens is the barge traffic increases. Why is that? Well, barges are having to travel at a lower draft. And so the boat draft is the distance between the boat line, the hull of the boat to the water line. And so if the barge draft decreases, you can't put as much grain on the barges to move the grain downriver. So if you can't put as much grain on the barge, then you're going to have to use more barges to move the same amount of grain, which causes the cost, the barge freight rate, to go up. And so if the barge freight rate's going up, then grain elevators will bid lower for farmers' grain, because that's another part of their cost, is to buy the grain, and then they got to ship it. So they have increased transportation costs, and there's large amounts of stocks on hand at the elevators as it is. And so as a result, they will bid lower at the country elevator for grain prices.
Once again, that's Hunter Byram, economist for the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. We'll have more from Hunter tomorrow as we discuss the low levels of the Mississippi River and the impact it's having on growers, not only in the ability to get their grain shipped out, but economically as well.